Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today with Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
Welcome to NBA Today. I'm Malika Andrews. We have a packed show for you because there were seven one-possession games last night. That's the most on a single night in 15 years. I mean, did y'all see the finish of Bucks-Raptors? We're going to break down all of those games right alongside you. Plus, Vince Carter, you know where he's taking us, to the upper room, baby. He's going to judge the best dunks since Christmas. And we have the very first fan vote returns for the 2023 All-Star Game. So who do fans want to see? Well, those are some of the players that fans may want to see alongside Chinee Agumake, Matt Barnes, Kendrick Perkins, and Vince Carter. Let's kick it off with the East. As of right now, this is who fans have starting in this game. Let's start it off with Kevin Durant. He would be the team captain right now. He garnered over 3 million votes in this first return. This would be his 13th All-Star. No surprise here. I mean, he's been awesome all season long. The Nets right now, they are third in the East. He's followed by the two-time MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Less than 121,000 votes separate him from Kevin Durant. He's on an amazing streak right now, right? He's averaging 43-18 over the last four games. Just absolutely insane. And then Joel Embiid rounds out the front court for the starters, at least. He's second in the league in scoring, 33.5 per game. That's behind Luka Doncic. And if you're wondering, where's Jason Tatum? Don't worry, we're going to get to that. Let's go to the East guards. Kyrie Irving leads the way with just over 2 million votes. He started in five of his seven All-Star games thus far. He's averaged 29 a game during the next 12-game winning streak that came to an end last night. And then next up, we have Donovan Mitchell. We saw him, right, he just had a 71-point game, averaging a career-high 29 points. Imagine that for him, this is probably going to be special. If he is starting, he would be starting in Utah, where he used to play, the first time for him starting in an All-Star game. So just as a reminder, here are the guards right now. This is how everything stacks up. Irving, Mitchell, Harden, Brown, and Young. And then to the front court, we can see how that voting is shaking out right here. Rounding out the top five, Tatum and Butler. And speaking of Jason Tatum, he spoke about not being a starter as of this moment, moments ago.
How important is it to you to be a starter? Is that something that's one of your goals, something you care about?
I would like to start. Obviously, who wouldn't? I'm in a tough-ass position. I'm behind KD, Giannis, and Embiid, right? And everybody, all four of us, I guess, averaging 30 and MVP conversation or whatever. I know I got my work cut out to be one of those guys, but, regardless, I think we'll all be in Utah playing in the game.
All right, So, I mean, it does mean something to these players, right, Matt, to be able to start in an All-Star game. But he laid it out. There is a tough task ahead of him if he wants to make up ground on some guys like Giannis, like Joel Embiid. Right. What do you think of this?
I mean, it's just a tough situation. I mean, you look at Jason Tatum and think he's kind of more of a guard, you know, because he's out there with the ball so much playing on the wing. But obviously, you know, with the rules, he's a front court guy. But, you know, you look at the list and you can say they got it right outside of Jason Tatum. And if you were going to put Jason Tatum in for someone who he definitely deserves to start, who would you put him in front of?
Right.
So, tough position to be in. It's still early. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
Right. And remember, fan votes, they count for 50% of the vote. And then media and players each get 25% of the vote. What do you think of this, Shanae?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think records get recognized in these moments. A lot of times it's your favorite players that have made an impact. We know who's leading in both categories, both East and West. But I am shocked that JT is not a starter just because this team currently has the best record in the East. And he has just been sensational. He's averaging 31 points. Right. He could finish as the highest scoring average in a season as a Celtic. We're talking about the Celtics,
but,
y'all.
But, Janae, who's playing out?
Like,
who's
oh, yeah. Like, I know. It's hard to take someone out, but it is surprising because he was who most of us voted as the first quarter MVP.
Right.
And he's not technically starting in an All-Star game. And we have all dubbed and said he is officially a superstar.
Absolutely. For everyone who still is like, oh, Malika said last year. I was wrong.
He is a superstar. Gladly wrong.
Gladly, happily wrong. Vince, where do you fall in all of this?
Yeah. He's definitely a superstar. He's definitely in the MVP running. And like you guys said, I mean, he's just in a tough position, but that doesn't say anything about who he is and where his team can finish at the end of the year. I mean, it's some of a popularity contest as well. We look at it as, okay, their team's playing some of the best basketball right now. Yes, they've been on a little low lately, five games, I think, right now, but nevertheless, they've been playing some of the best basketball all year. So, yes, we naturally as players look at it as, yes, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, those guys should be up there a little higher. But, you know, at the same time, who do you take out?
Right.
I mean, KD's been outstanding. Giannis has been outstanding. And, of course, Joel's been crazy, too.
So, Perk, you actually have a vote in this. Who are you putting in that top three spots?
I mean, I think they got it right, to be honest with you. I mean, Jason Tatum, he still have time, right? And here's the thing. He can use it as motivation. The Celtics have been struggling. He got a key matchup tonight against Luka Doncic. Go out there and show him why you should be in this top five, right? Like, you can go out there and prove it. But I'm looking at Kyrie Irving, right? And I'm looking at all the dark that has been, like, on him. And now all of a sudden, it's time to shine the light on this young man as a basketball player. And there's no denying that he's box office, one of the top five most skilled players to ever play the game of basketball. And it's good to see him get his just due as a basketball player. It's good for him to be available as a basketball player because when Kyrie is not on the floor, it is very, like, he takes away from us as fans, as the media, because we want to see him play. Again, we're talking about, in my eyes, a top five most skilled player to ever play the game. So I just want to take a moment to shine, to show that Kyrie deserved this shine and to show how powerful he is in the basketball space and how much fans love this guy as they should.
Right. Fans, I mean, clearly, because as I mentioned, five of his seven All-Stars thus far he has started in. All right, we're going to kick it over to the West right now. And where do we start in the West? Of course, with LeBron James. He had over 3,100,000 votes. He would tie Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most All-Star appearances, and we expect him to be an All-Star this year. LeBron has started in every single one of his All-Stars. And then following him is the two-time MVP. Nikola Jokic, giving a nod for how he's been carrying this team this season. He's actually half an assist away from averaging a triple-double and 9.5 assists. It would be the most ever averaged by a center in NBA history.
Unreal.
Anthony Davis, getting a nod for his hot start to the season, even though he's been injured. He averaged 29 points, 12 rebounds. He's been out since mid-December with that stress injury to his foot. So we will see if he is still up there as time continues. And then going over to the guards, Steph Curry leads the way in both conferences for guards with over 2,700,000 votes. He's averaging 30 a game, 50-40-90 shooting. I mean, just typical Steph greatness at this point. He's also been out since mid-December with
a shoulder injury. Get your rest, Steph.
We have an update, though, coming up on that front soon. And then Luka, He leads the league in scoring.
Him.
34-9-9.
Him.
He is him. He's willed the Mavericks to fourth in the West. They're riding a 7-game winning streak at this point. They have a tough one tonight against Boston. So you can see it. This is how it all shakes out. Shanae, how do we feel about this?
So I'm going to actually take a little bit of a deep cut because this is really interesting. Two guys that had great expectations, you see right there at 3-4, Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson. They both played respectively Zion 29, 80, 25 games. But being up there in these categories is exactly what their teams need them to be. I mean, 80 deserves respect. I know he's sitting out and hopefully he'll make another push second half of the season. But what he was able to do in that 12-game stretch, going 35-12, inserting himself into 80, the MVP conversation and making Perk at least look a little bit better when it came to his take in the preseason. I love you, Perk. But then also Zion vaulting his Pelicans all the way up to, at one point, the number one spot in the West. But realistically, this guy has been impressive. They both averaged 27 points, AD and Zion, but, you know, AD has the edge on rebounding.
Right.
I love seeing them there because that is exactly where they have to be for the teams to really meet those expectations.
Well, so Davis, Williamson, Wiggins all injured right now, so we could see some movement there. Let's go over to the guards because, Perk, I want your thoughts here.
Uh-oh.
I am extremely disappointed. I don't know what else Ja Morant got to do to be like in this conversation. And look, I don't want the Bay Area fans coming at me, but I would actually replace Steph Curry with Ja Morant. Mm. When you think about Ja and what he's been doing for the league, and you talk about box office, you talk about the most exciting player in the game today, it's Ja Morant. When we look on social media, it's Ja Morant highlights.
Perk.
When we look at his team winning right now, it's Ja Morant. But listen, here's the thing. So the fans want to see excitement. The fans want to see highlights. The fans should be able to see.
Yeah, I seem to remember Steph.
I'm not saying that.
Perk, I told you to stay off that loud pack before noon, bro. Got to stay off.
Nah, it ain't no loud pack. So what you said, Ja Morant don't supposed to be there?
Vince, what do you
say? You said Ja ain't supposed to be there?
No, you're right. You're right. I wouldn't be
No, we're not
Steph.
Saying that, but it's a, but we also got to give some like Steph is that guy. Steph's been out before the All-Star balloting started. Before it started.
I get that.
So it's easy to forget guys when they're injured. Mm-hmm. Now, but you think about like, okay, if you think about it, if you were like, okay, who should be leading right now? You probably would say Luka Doncic. He's not either. Steph Curry. Like, it's just amazing.
It's the fan vote.
And it's
Steph has done.
And
we're not, yeah, exactly. And it's not taken away from Ja because Ja's going to be in this game and he could possibly end up a starter. Like you said, he might end up, but right now,
this
Steph
is popularity,
Curry,
fans.
Like, it was like, man, I was just like, yeah, Steph Curry is like, he has the hearts of a lot of people right now.
I think it's my turn now, guys.
Clear the way.
So I'm going to be a homer. And I want to know
King Matthew
how come we don't see Sabonis or Fox even mentioned. Mm. And I guess it's because, obviously, the Kings have missed the playoffs the last 16 years.
He said,
both
obviously.
These guys have their team in the top five in the West. Sabonis leads the league in double-doubles, averaging nearly 19, 13, and 7. Mm. 15 straight double-doubles. Then Fox is at 24, 5, and 6. So two guys that I think now that we're starting to talk about them a little bit more on the national level and they're getting more nationally televised games, fans will start to realize that, you know, Sacramento's been in the gutter for a long time, but they got some talented guys out there, and they need some representation.
I'm looking all the way down
to
10.
Who are you taking out?
I'm not taking no one out. I'm just
saying
they need to be in the conversation.
10.
They need to be in the conversation.
Because in the top 10,
top 10,
we do have Austin Reeves. We do have Kevon Looney.
Austin Reeves, yeah.
Who?
And with that, we're headed to break. Because still to come NBA Today, Klay Thompson, he's currently enjoying the best 4-game stretch of his entire career.
Yes,
wait,
Klay.
See what he did last night. Plus, might I interest you in more one-possession games?
No, I need my blood pressure low.
There were close finishes. There were buzzer beaters. Your blood pressure will not be remaining low. You need to get out your cuff because, my goodness, we're going to recap all of that. Plus, speaking of great video, we're about to go to the upper room, baby. Vince, we're headed there, and only one can be crowned. Stay tuned.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to NBA Today.
So some good news for Golden State fans. Steph Curry is scheduled to be reevaluated for his left shoulder subluxation this Saturday. And Steve Kerr, he told reporters that the team is hopeful that they're going to be able to get him back next Friday against the Spurs as the team starts a six-game road trip. And we know historically this season, the Warriors, they've struggled a little bit on the road. So Steph jumped on the broadcast out of last night's Dubs game against the Pacers and talked about his recovery. Actually, it was the Pistons.
Yeah, everything's headed in the right direction in terms of getting back. Hopefully next week. You know, it's weird injury for me just in terms of something I haven't had before. And just getting through that initial healing process. I've been on the court the past couple of days, you know, really trying to test it and see where I am. Working on my strength and endurance through my shoulder and all that. The body feels good. I don't think I've lost anything there, so excited to get back out there, enjoy my guys.
So the Warriors, they were 6-6 without Steph heading into last night against the Pistons, and we had a buzzer beater in the Bay Area.
Yay, area!
So, first of all, Pistons able to take a lead here, but then Draymond Green getting tangled up with Isaiah Stewart.
I like this duster. That's two tough guys right there. Mm-hmm. I like this one. That's a little throwback right there.
This would be the second technical foul that Draymond Green would receive, so he would be ejected from the game. Pistons are up 117-112 at this point.
He got pulled like the Matrix. What do you
think? I know, right?
Like, he's the one that
he's like one
in.
You don't want to play with either.
Right. You can see.
Build-wise, nah.
This is going to be it for Draymond's night. We'll pick it up here in the final seconds. All tied at 119 after Klay Thompson tied it. 1 second left. Sadiq Bey hits the three. Bey Area in a whole different way. One more look at that.
Huh.
Mm.
Really difficult shot, Matt.
Yeah, you just gotta, you know, tip your hat. You know, you never want to put yourself in a position to have the refs determine the game or, you know, a final shot to determine the game, and that's what the Warriors did last night.
Well, but despite the loss, some promising flashes from Klay Thompson here. He's now averaging 36 points per game over his last four. That makes him the highest scoring stretch over a four-point stretch of his entire career. So he's also scored at least 30 in three straight games. That ties the longest streak of his career. So starting to see a little bit of momentum here. The train is starting to leave the station. Do you think that this has anything to do with the fact that Steph isn't on the floor, Matt?
I don't mean it in a negative point, but yes, because obviously it's going to be more minutes and more shot attempts.
Right.
And to me, that's all Klay needed. And obviously this guy is going to be a first bout Hall of Famer, a four-time champion. And he had two catastrophic injuries. And getting a chance to know Klay and speak to him on the show, he really took it to heart when people were criticizing him when he's, you know, coming back after nearly missing 2.5 seasons. So he had a tough go at the beginning of the season. Now I just think it's about finding his timing and rhythm. Offense is always the first thing to come back. The defense will slowly come back. But I'm just happy for Klay. Klay is one of those real good guys that you always just want to root for. And when I say it has helped that Steph has been out, I just mean it from a standpoint of it's just more minutes and more shot attempts for Klay.
Yeah, I called it the other day a blessing in disguise. Mm. Just because they were trying to figure out rotations, they're trying to find their secondary ball handler, and this forced the issue. And it also forced everyone to elevate their game. But we all knew it was not a matter of if, it was a matter of when for Klay Thompson. Because as someone myself who has dealt with a right knee injury and a left Achilles injury, and this is something that Klay and I actually bonded over, you realize that it's not just like that immediate push that you see him averaging 20 all the way through the finals and you get a championship. It's years after. It's that sustained play that will help you find your groove back and trusting your body and yourself. And most importantly for Klay, it's trusting in your shot.
Yeah.
He knows exactly how things are supposed to go. It just is being committed to this process because this league is evolving. Players, schemes, you know, there was a point where we were seeing a lot of zone defenses. Like, it's evolving, and to get back after missing almost two more years is not easy, even though we saw that championship and we thought that that's the threshold he has to be at. It's a journey, and I'm glad to see, you know, Clay seeing the fruits of his labor.
Well, and he's a player, we've had this conversation with him before, where he said he just has to see it go in a couple of times.
and then it's over.
And then Steph comes back. Because as we just said at the top of this portion of the show, the goal is for him to be back on Friday. So how can he keep it going?
Yeah, I think it's easy because Steph comes back and then now it elevates you guys. So now it's like, hey, we are that team that, and I think that premier win for them, reminding everyone like, hey, we may not be winning on the road, but, you know, at Chase Center and also, you know, playing against the Celtics in that finals rematch, you got a flash of what is possible in a short amount of time. And so them realizing, hey, we can still compete against the best. We fixed these rotations. We're working on our defense. We're acclimating a lot of our role players. You're going to see them probably hit their stride again at the right time that put them in great position to compete for a championship.
Well, obviously with Steph out, the scheme has changed. So now the main focus is Jordan Poole and Clay.
Right.
So you add Steph back in that mix, that takes a little more pressure off both these two guys I just previously mentioned. But Clay has always been great when, as far as just knowing his role and fitting in. He, you know, it was him and Steph to begin with. Then KD jumped on board and, Clay still, you know, took a third seed. So Clay has always been good in kind of just filling in whatever role they feel like they need. But Clay shooting at the clip he's shooting at right now, bringing Steph back in the mix. And as you guys mentioned, kind of orchestrating and figuring out what this younger group is going to do. That's why I haven't given up on this Warriors team. They have too much experience. They have too much talent. They're just figuring it out right now. And I think post All-Star break, we're going to get a chance to see. Those are the, you know, four out of the last eight years, these teams won a championship, and I see why.
Not to mention they're able to key in on those guys because there's no Andrew Wiggins as well. And Steve Kerr said that he is going to be.
And I forgot about Wiggins.
Right. A huge part of what they do, particularly defensively.
Yep. Absolutely.
And so he's going to be reevaluated, Steve Kerr said, at some point later this week. And so the Warriors are slowly marching toward getting
this
whole
is their
again.
Plan.
Hey, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Right. It's a marathon. Not a sprint. All right. We have something special.
Do we?
Coming up next. Because did you see what the Raptors did last night?
I love Toronto.
We need to match their level of excellence. Wait until you see this comeback-ish for ages.
Did you see the first quarter score, though? It was low.
And then Vince Carter, I hope you are ready because we are headed to the upper room.
Hey.
And Shanae.
Yes?
I'm told this is the greatest addition ever.
A lot of great nominees.
Plus, speaking of great dunkers, Ja Morant. Not exactly dunking.
They should have put, they see me rolling, not picture me rolling.
Don't go anywhere. We'll explain.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So of all the finishes last night, the end of Raptors Bucks may have been the most insane because score, time, and then the impossible happened, Chinee.
18. I know, they caught fire in the craziest way. I actually, this is going to be hard, but, like, let's be real here. I'm an analyst. I watch as many games as I can, and I saw the start of this, and I was like, oh, it's a low-scoring game. Then I saw the score, and this was like, I'm good. And then I started getting the notifications. I was like, I'm locked in.
So with 36 seconds left, still down double digits, the Raptors, huge opportunity here, fouled on a three-point make, an opportunity to cut into the Milwaukee Bucks. It seemed like this game was over, and then this play happens. So makes a three, makes the free throws, still has possession of the ball, goes up in, off the glass, able to cut it to a one-possession game. 19 seconds to play here. Bobby Portis in the corner, looking, steps out of bounds. It is headed back the Raptors' way. Bobby Portis can't believe it. Once again, the Raptors on attack here, looking, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, deep three, It is
unreal.
Good.
Trent was on fire.
This is where I tapped in and I was like, oh snap.
28-7 run over the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's absolutely insane. So on to overtime we go. We're going to pick it up with 15 seconds, a little over left to play here. Game tied. Giannis willing himself to the basket.
Great pass.
Finds in the corner, and it is good. This is what Grayson Allen does. Nails the three. An opportunity here for the Raptors. Fred VanVleet can't quite get it to go. Giannis able to secure the rebound and is fouled. The Bucks, they go on to win this one by three. An absolute thriller in the North. It is the first time, his first game in NBA history. Look at this. 30 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists.
Forget the end.
And we're going to forget about the end. They were able, Giannis was able to pull out an incredible win after it looked like things, everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, just an awesome. Are you raising your hand, Perk? What's going on?
Yeah, I ain't raising my hand to ask a question, and I'm not raising it for a high five, okay? I'm raising it because while y'all talking about the comeback and all that, we go point out Giannis Antetokounmpo and his greatness right now. Following up on the after a 55-piece wing dinner, career night, he plays and goes out there and give those people 30, 21, and 12. Okay, so listen, here's the thing. One, availability. Not sitting out like some of the other guys by choice, but making himself available, coming out there and performing night in and night out. That's number one. Number two, right? Durability. He worked on his body, 50 pounds of muscle. You know what I'm saying? Controlling the paint, can move and play the center, do everything, and he's reliable. You could count on him night in and night out. His body holds up. He's going to show up to work. He's going to punch in the clock. Number three, trustworthy. You know he's going to tell those corny-ass dad jokes, but that's okay. He's going to go home. He's going to be with his family. He's going to do everything that he's supposed to do as a professional. Okay, as a professional, the organization could trust him. He's in great hands. Number four, dominance, right? The most dominant player in the game when it comes to leading the league in paint points, when it comes to not being denied to get into the basket, snatching the screws out the rim. Number five, team, right? The ultimate team guy, losing himself in the team. Because now we see Giannis, right? We see him doing everything individually. We see the monster rebounds. We see the scoring. But guess what else we see? The playmaking ability that we're not giving him credit for. Without Drew Holiday, without Chris Middleton, put him on the floor with us on this panel right now, with me being in the size that I am, Giannis still gonna make me look good. His playmaking ability, that's why I'm holding up the five words to describe greatness, the five words to describe Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, so we've elevated from just Perk's word of the day to Perk's hot five of the day.
You're dropping two gems out here.
Yeah. I do appreciate it, Kendrick. I mean, absolutely, just a wild finish.
Preach.
Incredible game.
Pass still the Perk. To come
here on NBA Today. Hey, Vince, where are we headed, my friend?
Up a room, baby. Let's go.
Oh, yes. We will see you on the other side.
Oh, I like this one, too. Hey, now, you're an all-star.
Oh, we're doing a little bit of smash mouth?
Smash mouth.
Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Do you have what it takes to enter the upper room? Show me what you got.
Welcome to the upper room.
Antetokounmpo throws it down! Oh! Drops the sledgehammer!
The upper room, baby!
What a ridiculous finish from Ja Morant!
Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen!
It's over. It's over.
Oh, yes! You know what time it is. Vince Carter, tell the people where we are headed. Where are we going?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are headed to the upper room.
We are going. Oh, that was very Richard Jefferson of you. We are going to the upper room. I can't crack my knuckles, really.
Baby. I heard a crack.
There's a baby one. All right, just to remind everyone at home, this is how it works. We are taking a look at all of the best dunks since Christmas. We, the panel, will humbly present them to the dunking goat, Vince Carter, and he will choose one and only one that the Velvet Ropes will open for and head to the upper room. Are you ready? Let's get it. Matt Barnes, would you like to do the honors of starting us off?
Well, this has been one of the most competitive upper room contests I've seen probably all season. Yeah. And I'm going to start mine off, and I want to thank Herc for bigging up Giannis so much, because that's going to make my Jason Tatum dunk over Giannis that
Oh, I saw this line.
Giannis is one of the most physically imposing players we've ever seen. And for Jason Tatum to take right to the front of his mouth and go over him, I mean, again, Perk did all the talking last segment in his monologue to just show how impressive this dunk is over someone who is, you know, an imposing figure in our league.
Ooh, Vince, what do you think?
Yeah, and then, like I said, and then he not only did dunk on him, ooh, that's a great poster to have, but he did a little swing off the rim like, yeah, you see it.
You see it. All right, that, I mean, that's pretty good. Shanae, can you top it?
Well, I listen to my big bro, Vince, and he always says there's levels to this.
Yes.
And you guys are all going to be expected. How about the unexpected? Let's go to the G League, baby, because we hear a lot about Wembanyama,
Scoot Henderson.
Let's talk about Scoot Henderson, baby. This is my nominee from the G League, someone not to be slept on. Size, power, finesse, finish. Come on, Vince.
And he's a point guard.
Come on, Vince. This is a PG.
Wait.
Next gen.
Adjust. Let him fly by. Let him just fly by. Again.
Come on.
Look at that.
That's
and he's a PG.
Tough.
Oh, man.
PG.
That's hang time, adjustment.
Levels.
That's pretty good. So you said it, right? There's levels to this. There's levels to this, Vince. I'm thinking that rather than nominate Aaron Gordon, who just, I believe, had the best dunk of the season thus far, I enlisted a little bit of help for my nomination. Who we got to help me out? Aaron Gordon himself joining us here on NBA Today with Vince Carter.
Seeing all of y'all up here talking basketball, man. It's a good basketball mind, good basketball cast right here.
Aaron, will you walk us through our joint nomination?
What's up, AG? Pac-12 in the building.
Our joint nomination. Let's walk through this dunk. Play it. Walk us through this. How did this go down, Aaron?
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm loving the rule where you can't take foul no more.
Lean
you
know, with it.
The take foul, you know, you can't foul in the back quarter. It's a free throw and the ball out. So we get fast break. We get out in transition. So I get out in transition. I know I got the MVP on a 2-on-1. So you got to guard the MVP. So he's kind of playing a little cat and mouse game back and forth. I was like, all right, if you're going to play that game, I'm going to just take off. I mean, that was kind of just what happened. I saw
AG,
him.
AG, go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say what you really mean. You saw you had a runway, and you were setting them up back up just far enough so I can take off and make my other poster. Go ahead. Yeah.
One dunker to another dunker. You know, that's exactly how it went, man. I saw somebody under there that blocked the dunk.
Hey, the perks of being a host on this show.
I've been seeing this since, 2010.
Aaron, that's crazy.
Real quick, as we continue this pitch to Vince, you are one of the greatest dunkers in the game, and you have not yet made it to the upper room this season. What would it mean to you to be in the upper room?
Here we go.
Come on, Maddie.
You know, come on, man. I've been throwing Aaron lobs since he was 15 playing in the San Francisco Pro League.
Thank you. Home.
What would it mean to you to be in the upper room, AG?
I mean, it'd be a lot, man. It means a lot. You know, I got the Vince Carter highlights in the background.
Yeah, yeah. He's selling. I like it.
one legendary dunker, maybe passing the torch on to another dunker. Yeah. It would mean a lot.
So stick around because we have one more dunk to nominate, but Perk.
I see my ahead. Nominee. I'm and here with AG.
Hey, you won, bro.
Bro.
Hey, let's
go ahead, Perk.
I got you.
You know what?
Hey, Perk.
VC, you say it's levels.
Perk, I don't know what to tell you about. Hey,
you say it's.
Yes.
Go ahead before I start. Go ahead.
I say, Perk, I don't really know how you can follow that up for one, but go ahead.
It's cool, but you say it's levels to this, man. You say it's levels. So I always got to stay a step above the rest, all right? And look, why Malika over there riding on her horse? Why her and Aaron Gordon had that cute presentation, that all-star caliber presentation?
Dang.
I'm going to be legendary. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring you a Hall of Fame, a Hall of Fame type presentation. I'm going to bring you a 40-piece, the 40th anniversary of Dr. J, Rock the Baby. Come on, Dr. J, bring it to me real quick.
Hey, Kirk, how you doing?
That'll cheat, man.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. There we go.
Dr. J was coming on.
See, y'all not playing fair. Yeah. No.
Legend is
y'all
here.
We're going to be legendary. We're going to be legendary. That's what we do.
That's how you do it, Perk.
Hey, Perk. Hey, Perk, the fact you got Dr. J is dope. I don't know if it's going to help you win this contest, but the fact you got the doctor on the line, that's big time.
I mean,
major.
I lost my chair.
I got connections. I got phone numbers, too.
Ooh-wee.
All right, what we see in here?
Rock.
Oh, man. Why you jerk, Coop?
The 40th anniversary.
This is the 40th anniversary.
AG, I love you, but man.
I know. That's something. You can't go against legend like that.
AG, I was feeling so good about our nomination. Dr. J, walk us through this.
You do?
40 years later, I mean, walk us through this dunk.
Okay. As evidenced by this stroll back down court, it wasn't about celebrating to the crowd and all that kind of stuff. It was like doing your job and knowing that you're capable of doing your job. All these years later, you know, Coop and I, we coach in the Big Three Ice Cubes League. So we sit down and break bread every now and then, have a little cocktail or what have you, and the dunk comes up. The fact that he was there, he was getting his steps together, he was timing it, and he's a tremendous defensive player and a great shot blocker. He was just a little late and elected to duck.
Good move.
He ducked. That made the poster. I mean, you know, that made the move that much more special for me, and actually made it very memorable for him, because it has kept him around for a lot of years in conversations about basketball.
Mm. Well, I want to bring Aaron and Dr. J back one more time.
I see my nomination again.
Before we go any further, I got to say something.
Tatum on the phone. Hold on.
Go ahead, Vince.
What you say, Vince?
Okay, watch this. To sit here and listen, I mean, obviously, Doc, you my guy. But to sit back and watch Doc obviously go through that, and to look at Perk. Can we just put Perk on the screen real quick?
Perk ain't even got no dress pants smile. On. He has underwear right now with a suit jacket.
Why are you wearing
Literally.
This is why, because he knew. He knew what he was up to.
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
All right, go ahead, Malik. I'm sorry.
I just want Aaron and Dr. J, just because I can see Vince agonizing over this decision. Only one today goes to the upper room.
Respect your elders.
Dr. J,
respect your elders.
What was your favorite respect part your of Aaron Gordon's dunk?
Well, I mean, he's a phenomenal.
Don't answer that.
Dunker.
Don't answer
behind
that.
Behind the back.
Don't answer that.
Behind the back, between the
That's
legs.
That's a trick. Dr. J, don't answer that. That's a trick. Don't answer that. You see what she's doing there? Don't do that.
It wasn't an innocent question. It had guilt all over it.
Oof.
All right.
She's setting you up, Doc.
Don't worry. I'm also going to ask Aaron the best part of Dr. J's dunk.
Okay, just get that out the way.
Just to be in conversations with a legend, such as the Doc, that's big time anyways. My favorite part about the dunk, I think that just the cradle of it, the creativity of it, it just threw the timing off. It got to be the cradle. It was just so smooth.
All right, the nominations are in. Vince,
tough call.
There can only be one. Who is headed to the upper room?
What the world? Hey, y'all, boy, this is crazy. Y'all know. We got to pay homage and show respect to the dunk god, the legend, Mr. Dr. J. Welcome to the upper room, baby.
Welcome to the upper room.
And here's why. I'm going to say this. And I think, AG, I don't know. We're just going to humbly let Dr. J in. You bring your own bottle. But AG said it. The one thing about, you know, cuffing it and rocking the cradle is because he understood
Doc, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you figure once you brought it out here on the cradle, it was no chance of blocking this. Like, I'm going to let you go ahead and fly by. I'm going to hang up here and do what I do. So, and I think that's different, man.
Vince, is there any chance we can get Vince? Any chance we get two nominees in this time? Because I mean, I don't know if we can leave AG hanging.
Thank you.
That's crazy, man.
AG, welcome to the upper room.
Yeah. He welcomed you. He welcomed you, AG.
There you go.
This is different.
Aaron, don't worry. By the end of the season, you're gonna have multiple dunks in the upper room. Thank you so much for joining us on NBA Today. Dr. J, please do not go too far. We will be right back.
This was the greatest ever.
The greatest ever.
I gotta get down from that golf course, though. What's up, Doc?
Ever.
Dr. J was the epitome of cool.
He dressed the part.
There was nobody like him.
What he did on Hood, it was like ballet.
And that sets everyone reeling. Julius Erving.
And all the people were starting to rise out of their seat, looking for something spectacular to happen.
Take it inside. Unbelievable.
I have never seen anybody be able to do the things that he can do.
The doctor.
Oh, brother.
Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
He's the highlight reel.
He was Michael Jackson in sneakers.
Back here with Dr. J, Julius Erving. Julius, thank you so much for sticking around, because your list of accomplishments, it's as long as Perk Suits. Hall of Fame member, NBA 75th anniversary team, NBA champion, four-time MVP, 16-time All-Star, and now you're in the upper room. How does that stack up? Let's just start there.
Well, Malika, thank you for having me, and Vince for inviting me. I feel like it's an honor and a privilege. You know, you guys have a great show, and you always make your guests look good. So now's your chance to make me look good.
Let's do it. I love that. We mentioned 16-time All-Star between the NBA and the ABA, and today the first release of fan voting. Right now, East front court starters, Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, not Jason Tatum. Do you agree with fans on those top players being the top three?
It's hard to knock those. Those three. I'm pretty much an Eastern Conference guy, so... You know, I'm pulling for, you know, the guys from the East to be the best. You know, right now, I mean, top three, when you're in the top 12, there's no shame in being number one versus number 12, 11 versus two, 10 versus three. There's no shame. All-star is all-star. Jason Tatum's going to be there.
Yeah.
He and Jaylen Brown probably both going to be there.
Mm. Well, another accolade you're no stranger to is league MVP. Four times between the ABA and the NBA, you won it. There's just so much talent, I think, in today's game. The MVP debate, it's always just such a hot topic. Right now, though, if you had to vote, who would it be?
Well, I said I'm biased, so I'm East Coast, and I'm Philly born and bred. I mean, I'm from New York, but Philly's my second home. So I got to go with Joel. He's been knocking at the door, last 2 years. Came up just short. He's constantly challenging himself. And what do I have to do? Now he's leading the league in scoring. And I don't know if it's going to end up like that at the end of the year. But, you know, he would be my choice as the favorite for it. For Philly to do better, you know, I think this is not a criticism, but they're going to have to rely on those guys on the bench to be Harden and, you know, the big three, Maxi and B, whatever, are going to give them plenty, but it's not going to be enough. So grooming those guys right now before the end of the season to help during the playoffs, they went out and got some serious guys added to that roster. And I'd like to see it all come together, a great 8 or 9 man rotation, and then a great 6 or 7 man rotation in the playoffs.
Well, certainly if the Sixers want to go the full distance, they're going to need that MVP level from Joel Embiid. You famously won the 1976 ABA All-Star Slam Dunk Contest with this dunk that we're going to show our viewers right here. You took off from the free throw line. If you could pick one player in the league to see in this year's dunk contest, who would it be?
Well, John Morant is, you know, I mean, it's not that spectacular when you're a big guy doing great dunks. Mm. But when you're a little guy, per se, you know, 6'2", 6'3", or whatever, and you're dunking, and he probably could make it more electric with props, you know, and I don't know if props are even allowed anymore, but I could see him jumping over cars. I could see
right.
him jumping over motorcycles, jumping over two or three people, standing shoulder to shoulder, and still pulling it off. So, you know, he's the most electric dunker in the league right now.
Ooh, most electric dunker in the league. I like that. Well, I want to bring back another electric dunker, Vince Carter, into this conversation here, because if we're looking at putting together a all-star dream dunk contest, players from all eras, four names, who would it be? Dr. J, starting with you.
Well, I mean, you got to go with Vince, you got to go with Neek, you got to go with MJ. And I'll take Clyde, because Clyde's my boy.
Clyde. All right. Yeah. Vince, what was yours?
First of all, I'm going with Doc. Then I'm going with MJ. Then I'm going Dominique. And then I would love to be a part of that crew. And if I had an honorable mention, I definitely want to mention David Thompson as another guy who's very capable. But Doc, MJ, and Neek would be a trio of guys that I would love to join to be in that contest.
I love it. I love both of those. I mean, let's make
it. We got the same guy.
Yeah.
We picked the same guy.
It's a lot of overlap. Great dunkers.
Yeah.
Great dunkers see other great dunkers. Dr. J, Vince, thank you so, so very much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today. This was so much fun to go through all of these dunks, particularly Upper Room. NBA Today will be back in just 60 seconds.
Scoring 30 and it hasn't worked, so let me try 40. It just goes to math. That's all.
Cutting is LeBron. Throw it down, big guy. Of course he gets it.
He's shaking his head. You're not stopping me.
You feeling like you was 18 again?
Nah, I feel better than 18, that's for sure.
We had excellent guests on our show today. Dr. J stopped by. Aaron Gordon stopped by. Some
Love
of the
it.
Best dunkers in the game all time. And tomorrow,
what?
We're keeping it rolling
no
with
way.
Some exciting guests because our Dave McMenamin, our Lakers reporter, is sitting down with LeBron James. We will have that for you tomorrow right here on NBA Today. That's going to do it for us. Everyone, enjoy your Thursday night and the amazing games tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow.
We begin today's NFL Live with positive news on the progress of Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. The team announced this morning that Hamlin has shown remarkable improvement over the past 24 hours and that while he is still critically ill, he has demonstrated that he appears to be neurologically intact. His lungs continue to heal and he is making steady progress. Hamlin's medical team addressed the media this afternoon and expanded on that progress.
We would like to share that there has been substantial improvement in his condition over the past 24 hours. We had significant concern about him after the injury and after the event that happened on the field, but he is making substantial progress. As of this morning, he is beginning to awaken, and it appears that his neurological condition and function is intact. We are very proud to report that, very happy for him and for his family and for the Buffalo Bills organization. That he is making improvement. The Bills training staff who was with him immediately recognized that this was not a run-of-the-mill injury and that they had a